News Radio WJPF. My friend Williamson County Commissioner Jim Marlowe joining me in the studios. First off, Jim, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Tom.
No wants, no warrants, no liens, no losses. How are you doing? Everything all right?
I'm doing good. And I tell you what, after a forecast like that, I think I'm just going to stand there and see what happens.
See what happens. See how this, goes.
Yeah.
You know, some farmers going in needed the rain, though.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
That worked out. You know, there's a couple of interesting things I want to hit you with. And this recycling program, one, because this interests me because, well, I deal with equipment that, you know, you can't just throw in the hopper and think it's going to get hauled off to the landfill.
That's exactly right.
But we need to go back a little bit. You had a deal, and then someone, well, the term that I in a published report saw was reneged on the deal. 5R?
Yeah. Let me back up the train here for just a little bit, give you the background of what's happened. We've had electronic recycling for the past two county cleanup days. The first time we had it, we've used two different companies. The last time we used a company called Vintage out of Chicago. And they came down, they brought the two trucks, a semi and a truck and a box truck. The box truck's full of pallets, and we loaded those pallets probably at least 8 foot high on all these pallets with TVs. I mean, some of these televisions, Tom's, are small drive-in theaters.
Yeah.
You know, we loaded that semi up with those pallets, and they took it, and it worked. The program worked great. They didn't charge us on that, but they were going to charge us this next time. And so, it was going to be substantial. It was going to cost us $2,000. And I thought, man,
That's at 4 cents a pound?
Yeah. No. This is before we use Southern Recycling.
Okay, so this is a flat rate.
That's what drove us to Southern Recycling.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I thought, man, let's see if we can find somebody that's a little bit cheaper. And so, of course, just scouring the internet, I come across a company called 5R out of Wisconsin. It's a legitimate company and everything. And they do basically the same thing that Vintage did. On a free basis as well. And I thought, here again, free's great. Good. That's great. You know, so I contacted them. I told them I wanted to go ahead and I want to get board approval first. I didn't want to do this unilaterally, you know, make sure we got it all taken care of. Board approved it. I knew they would. My contact person was on vacation. They told me to just contact the company, set it up. So I did. When I contacted the company, the individual I spoke with said, we've just been informed by corporate that we no longer do electronic recycling. So I'm like, great, you know. So we just hit a snafu there.
Right.
There's a lot of places out there, and we're still working on this.
Well, I would think there is, Jim, because
this is going to happen.
These items that we're talking about, Jim, have valuable metals in them, in some cases toxic metals that you cannot put in landfills. And I would think, and of course this is me on the outside looking in, recycling in so many different areas, metals have become so lucrative.
Yes.
I assume that recycling electronic components like this, whether it's batteries, whether it's a TV screen, or a CPU from a computer, that there was some value in recycling, that would take care of itself.
There is, but you have to do it on such a large scale. A lot of the electronics that we have on our desk and in our laptops and everything, they have certain elements of gold, platinum, palladium, silver components in there, but they're normally plated. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with plating, but plating is just microns thin,
right.
So you need to have an absolute ton of this stuff. And then you have to use a process to take the plating off or deplate all this stuff. And so it's quite a process using hazardous chemicals
so
and everything.
So a high overhead, lucrative, but a high overhead.
Yeah, so it can be done. What they do with the rest of the television, I have absolutely no idea.
Well, plastics can be recycled, everything else. Here's the thing. So many companies have been doing this stuff and then shipping the stuff to India, and then they put it in a big pile and they burn it. And then they go through and have the little small kids and orphans go through it and with a stick and pulling out the metals. And you'd see these towering black smoke of plastic burning into the atmosphere while somebody scrapes at the ashes hoping to pull out some copper and metals. And I know that we can do better than that.
Yeah, I know. And you know what really gets me, Tom, and I think we've talked about this before, is the legislation that either the state or federal government passes that requires us to dispose of this in a proper manner. You can't just throw this stuff away. But yet they don't really have the logistics in place of how to do this. You can't do it, but we don't know how you're going to get rid of it just yet.
But you have to.
Yeah.
Standard federal.
And so this is the problem that we have.
So what's next?
Well, We're working with, in conjunction with actually the city of Marion, we may partner up to host this again. Like I said, we are going to have this one way or another.
Because you're required.
And we're going to have to bite the bullet on the cost. But if we partner up, have an intergovernmental agreement with another entity, we can split the costs and benefit
everybody.
My
first thought is, wouldn't this be something that all of Southern Illinois could do together with, and it came to electronics in a central clearinghouse? So it is lucrative to whoever comes here.
Right. And the last time we took it, where we had this electronic recycling time, we took in 21,000 pounds. I mean, that's a tremendous volume. People really appreciate us having this. And as long as we can do it for,
it's hard
keep
to find
the cost
a place.
Down.
I just broke a tablet the other day, and I'm like, because I know they're valuable. There's components in there. Once my data was cleared out of it, I want it to go somewhere proper.
Right.
And I found a business that had a recycling tub because they sold electronics, and I stuffed it in there. But I was in another county even, and I live in Williamson.
That's exactly right. But getting back to all this legislation and everything, this legislation affects us in so many different ways. And to flip a switch here, if you just look at we just came through a hard winter. And trying to secure the cinders and everything just for our roads and our highways.
My first understanding was that the power plant had gotten a more lucrative contract to supply someone else, so that's where it was going now.
That's exactly right. They were, and I don't want to misspeak here, but I don't know how well that's going. So there was always that little glimmer that, there's still a possibility of us getting this material. But now comes in the federal government with legislation saying that coal-fired power plants are going to have to bury this cinder, this byproduct from burning the coal.
Right.
The problem is the coal from the power plant down at the Lake of Egypt was the perfect medium. It came washed, pre-washed. So what that means is it didn't compact in the truck. They could spread it easy. It absorbs heat to help melt the snow and ice, and it was just perfect. It was a great medium. We're having to scramble now and come up with other forms. And talking with Greg Smothers, our engineer, he's using a medium called Turkey Grit. Not quite sure the consistency of it. It's not quite as good as the cinders, but it's going to get us by.
It's going to have to get us by.
We're going to have to. Yeah, we're scrambling to find other sources.
Other sources, yeah.
But federal government passes these laws and all this legislation and just impacts our lives and stuff. It's the Williamson County residents, and not just Williamson County, but all residents throughout the state suffer.
Yeah. Well, how do you want to, it's one thing Williamson County, but imagine being a small town and said, well, you got to have a recycling program for electronics. Well, we only have, 2,200 people live in town.
Right.
It doesn't make any difference. You still got to have a program.
That's exactly right.
Well, that stacks up quick. Yeah. Jim, it's good to see you. Jim Marlowe, Williamson County Commissioner. It's good to see you, Jim.
It's good to be here, Tom.
News, good place to keep up on this, on recycling, Williamson County website.
Www.williamsoncountyil.gov.